Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, good morning. It's always a pleasure to see you. Rick, I understand you come bearing good news from the event that you held a couple weeks ago at Pruse for the Harris Nature Center out in Meridian Township.
Yeah, not only did Sean Murphy manage to get 16 hissing cockroaches in his mouth and therefore breaking a world record, but we also raised over $2,000, I'm not sure the exact specific dollars, but over $2,100 for the Harris Nature Center.
Fantastic. And we all know what great work they do out there in terms of allowing students to get a chance to appreciate nature as opposed to seeing it on a computer or a TV screen. So that's so important. Rick, we've got a great show lined up today. We're going to talk about dogs, which I know is a favorite of everybody, but we're going to talk about specific functions that dogs do with regard to hunting and police dogs.
Yeah, in both cases, it goes above and beyond the typical dog training. And so both of these guys that are on the show are very, very passionate about what they do. So I'm really anxious to hear about this. It should be an excellent, excellent show.
Well, and in addition to hunting, they both have a good understanding of the breeding of these dogs and what to look for in terms of characteristics, because sometimes you think you can teach animals to do things that they just don't have the instincts for.
Yeah.
And just like with people, sometimes it's hard to get them to do what they don't want to do.
Yeah, you got learned behavior, and then you got that natural instinct, and there's just some breeds out there that aren't supposed to be hunting dogs, and maybe some breeds out there that aren't supposed to be guard dogs, which is good. That's why you, me, and everyone else in the listening audience plays an important role in the pet community. But these guys tend to fill a different area, something out and beyond their house. And as we learned in their house, how do you take some dog breeds that have some very specific skill sets of instincts and work with that?
Yeah, it's tough to do. We're also going to talk with a rescue group that deals with the pointers that I guess don't measure up when it comes to the hunting, and therefore they end up in rescue. So it should be a very interesting show this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. And 1320WILS.com.